The campaign officially has not begun yet. We are doing still activities to prepare for the campaign. For example, yesterday I did a book launch. I have written a book. The title of the book is The Père et le Mère, of the Father and the Son. What's the future of the DRC? We have been reconfirmed by the Supreme Court as official candidate for the presidency. I'm running for two positions, one for the presidency and one for congressman for the city of Kinshasa.
Given the security situation, particularly in the east of the country, do you think the country is ready for election?
Well, we have to have the elections. We have no choice. It is better to have election in the areas where there is peace and stability so that you can have legitimate government in the country. Instead of having the mandate of the president expire, and then we are going to run into the situation where there is no legitimate president in office. So no matter what it is happening there, if the situation does not worsen as compared to what it is today, we are going to have elections. And that is good for the country, and it's good for the stability and for continuation of the government.
SADC, at their meeting over the weekend, has agreed to deploy a SADC observation mission or a peacekeeping mission. What's your take on that?
Well, SADC has been called on by the Congo to send military forces to come and help the FRD, which is the National Army of the Congo, to fight the M23 rebels. I think the agreement has been that those forces from the SADC will come. So sending more and more observation mission to meet the West of Ghana. But if that's what they have to do, they are doing it. But personally, I believe that it is kind of poor. It's all SADC military force to come and join hands with the Congolese National Army and fight not only M23 rebels, and if necessary, to fight against the Rwandans. That's the only way to finish the insecurity in the East. Everybody knows that the rebels, the East, are sponsored by Rwanda. So every time that we try to focus on the rebel and not fight Rwandans who are sending those rebels, I think that we are just wasting everybody's time. If I am the president of the country, we will not only fight the rebels, but we will organize to enter Rwanda, fight the Rwandan force, destroy the Rwandan military capability. That's the only way for Congo to have peace and stability in the long run. So relying on outside forces has shown some limit. It is time that the army of the Congo does the job.
But Rwanda has denied it supports the M23.
Well, they can deny as much as they want. How many proof have been found by the United Nations or by the Congolese security services? So everybody knows that it's Rwanda which is sponsoring the M23. And Kagame is used to, and he keeps lying. So everybody knows that. So at this stage, if I am the president, there will be a serious fight between the DRC and Rwanda.
Before I let you go, you say you have written a book about the future of the DRC. What do you see as the future of the DRC?
I think the future of the DRC is bright. If we can get our act together, we have a country which is almost like one third of the United States. This is the second largest country in Africa. We are full of natural resources. Every single mineral that you can think of can be found in the Congo. We have good climate. We have land good for agriculture. We have the forest, which guarantees us a good climate. We have a big population, 122 million people. So with all those advantages that we have, we just need to have good leadership and good governance and good vision to put the Congolese people to work.